Okay, so class number three. I'm going to do a little overview and then I'll go to the webcast page and look at some of your comments. And then we'll get to the phone so we can have a dialogue there. Oh, before I forget, a homework assignment that we forgot to give for the last two classes. So, for the three classes, homework assignment is to do some journal work. And we'd like you to journal on a daily basis every level that you are experiencing that's new and different. So we want you to take notes on your changes. Okay, not what you're working on, but what's new and different that you are feeling, what you are seeing, perceiving, knowing regarding relationships, situation, personal practice, your meditation. And especially, it would be really good to document your meditation. And this will help you. And I suppose if you have some questions that come up in your meditations or about your meditations, you can take notes on that. And then I would like you to, before next class starts, to post it on the webcast page or keep it by your side if you're going to call in. Okay, so is everybody here? Okay, raise your hand if you're not here yet, but you are arriving. A little humor here. Well, I don't know if you guys noticed, but today for me was kind of a timeless kind of a sense. It felt like I was moving in slow motion, but I could feel this energy in the environment, or at least where I am. And it felt very, well, not only very peaceful and serene and calm, but there was this sense of timelessness to where almost time stops and you're just in the moment, being present. And I felt the energy being very strong for tonight's class as well. So just to refresh your memory, we did some activations January, February, and March. And we're bringing that energy into this online series, whether you recognize that or not. So we're still in March. And March is a very, very, very powerful, very wonderful month for manifesting. And of course, spring was the official start was about a little over a week ago. So now we've got that spring energy where things are starting to grow and come up out of the ground. And they're starting to blossom on the trees. So same thing with you. You planted the seeds last year and the year before and the year before that. And now they are blossoming and coming up from the ground so that you can harvest your cornucopia this summer and early fall. How about that? Okay, so we're in the other half of module two. We're going to do some work with the endocrine system and the organs and some brain recalibration and some energy work on the brain and nervous system. So just a quick overview of anatomy is how I see it. We have different systems of the body, of which are regulated through the endocrine system from the brain and the heart. So you can think of in a way that your heart also has a brain, and of course your brain has a brain, and they're working hopefully in conjunction with one another, working through the endocrine system and the nervous system, and then your organs respond to literally their thoughts, if you could say that your organs could talk or speak. which they do in a way. And I remember, okay, last class we did some emotional body inner child work. So last week could have been rather interesting for you. Yes, I remember going into parenting imprints and conditioning. Also for your homework, please remember to make I am statements. So just briefly, the difference between affirmations and intentions. Affirmations come from the personality part, so they stay on a certain vibrational level. So intentions, invocations, commands, if you will, they come from your soul. They come from your spirit. So it's a whole another vibratory reality. And that is the level that creates, not the affirmations that you do from your conscious self. Okay, let's take a deep breath together and let's feel everyone's presence. So just imagine that you could tap into and connect up with, spiritually speaking, energetically speaking, vibrationally speaking, everyone's soul signature. And now we are doing, if you will, this class together. So we're doing it equally together. As one circle of light, one circle of being, one circle of knowing. Yes, let's take another deep breath. And we're going to just release the day. And release everything from your to-do list that you didn't get to. Whether it was from January, February, March, last week, yesterday, today. And we'd like you to just let go of everybody that you've connected with today and yesterday and the day before. And that you're just releasing the focus of what needs to be done in your life. Again, your to-do list and all of that. And we're going to do it through the breath, because that's a very easy way. Just breathe in and just let everything go for the moment so you can be present now, moment to receive. And when you do that, you really take it deep within. Okay. Okie dokie, as we say. We're going to go to the webcast page. And I'm going to see all questions. Instant teleseminar. Okay. Oh, hello, Australia. One of my favorite places that I want to go to at some point in the far off near future. That doesn't make any sense. Someone says I have no sound. And then all the other you guys said, yes, hear me and good and sounds great and all that. So I don't know, Judy, no sound. Don't know what to say. All right, from Tokyo. Junko, okay, you guys are writing some long posts tonight. I guess that's good, you know, you're really getting into it. Okay, I'm just going to briefly read what she's posting here so that all of you can relate. You know, and whatever somebody shares and you relate to, all right, that's for you too. Hi, Kenji, I wish I could call you from class, but I cannot. You can only listen to the replay, unfortunately. But that's still good because the energy's still there. You can pretend that we're live when you listen to the replay. How about that? But I will post here on the webcast page. This week has been amazing. Not only that I am forgiving my soul for the path it took me, but I have started feeling gratitude for my soul for what I have been through. I mean, all my human suffering, including my past lives. Oh, let's take a deep breath. It started from feeling deep compassion about what happened when I accepted all of my human emotional reactions to such paths. Feeling deep compassion made it possible for me to integrate all such paths without any judgments. Okay, everybody write that last sentence down. Feeling deep compassion made it possible for me to integrate all such paths without any judgments. I felt so humble, feeling my soul took this path to come to this deep compassion. Yay, team! It was very deep, and I felt like I became a prayer itself. Now, that is really cool. I was deep, and I felt like I became a prayer itself. And then I started feeling deep, deep gratitude to my soul in a way that I have never done before. Yippee! I was nearly surprised to find myself feeling this way. But this is my path, and this is my presence. Only I could walk this path with my soul. Today, I have been feeling love is vibrating in my heart. It feels like I am in love with my soul, in love with myself. It feels good to be in love. Thank you, Kenji, in gratitude, Junko. That's amazing. See, that's your natural state. You guys, that's your natural state. Amazing. So now she's going to share it all through Tokyo and wherever else she goes to in Japan. And these people are going to be collapsing on the ground, not knowing what, and going, whoa, what was that wave like? Whoa. And Zoe from Denver. Kenji, dear heart, this program was sent to me via a friend. When I finished this meditation the day after the broadcast, rain forecasted by Weatherbug for days had finally arrived. I opened the door to see for myself and the air was filled with sirens from local traffic. An announcement that I wish to address here and now with you. The human blueprints are now obsolete. We are no longer classed, but classed as a conduit for source informing itself. Right hand of God to left hand of God conduit. Way cool. I chuckle to say to you that at some point the sound of your voice was so painful to listen to that I plugged my right ear. Your energy was pushing so hard to get through your words that in density became nonsense. C-E-N-T-S. Play on words. Out of your energy signature. Truth here, coming now, that the connection to your source has been utterly stripped of gold. Yourself then assisted in helping to shift perception within the mind of God as humans are moved into their next position out of house for God. Out of house for God. Thank you for sharing that, Zoe. Everybody take a deep breath. Thanks, Lori. Class was fabulous. I felt the universal energy surging through my entire body and flowing through my blood. The palms of my hands were very warm and charged. My mind was endlessly open and clear. My dog woke up afterwards very dreamy and smiling. Even though I was very relaxed, I felt a very clean, energized. Not sleepy. I want to open my eyes. Thank you. It was very enlightening and freeing. I feel more in my true nature and the world seems wonderful in the making. Peace out. Hey, new phrase. Peace out. Okay. Oh, Lori's got another little post here. Your teaching's very helpful. Grounding really helped with the spacey feeling and made me feel one and solid. There are no words to explain how grateful I am. I think she meant for you or in the world or something like that. I asked the universe for something new to level all my teachings out, and there you were. Amazing. Your teachings have helped me progress and transition joyfully. I send you endless love and gratitude. There are no questions, just answers. Ciao. Peace out. Yeah, they've been saying that lately. There are only answers. All right, I'm going to go now and continue here. Ah, yes, Amy from Evanston, that's where you are, Midwest. Enclosed-eyed breath circle. I think she meant when I asked you guys to all tap into each other and stuff. Saw that when one of us makes a shift, each of us benefits. Yeah, baby, that's very correct. Okay, you guys aren't posting too much. We're going to go to the phone. Okay, so those of you on the telephone, raise your hand, star two. We got New York here, New Jersey, Massachusetts. We got California, we got Wyoming. We got Illinois, Missouri, and Ontario. Okay, nobody wants to raise your hand. I could raise my own hand, raising my own hand. Star two to raise your hand. All right, we got one here from Hackensack.
Hello, Kenji, it's Luz.
Oh, hello, dear.
How are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
Well, this week has been, not too much commotion. It's just a lot of emotion coming out, crying for no reason, but feeling just very loved, very like supposed to read, like very much. But
Okay, you
not
were breaking up slightly. Why don't you just
oh.
switch locations in your home there? Just move to a slightly different spot.
Okay, is this
Oh,
better?
you're better. Okay.
Okay,
So say
so just
again.
a lot of emotions, just crying for no reason, but feeling love, like being in love, but not if I look for a reason why the tears, I cannot find them. It's just being like in a bliss, asking for questions that I don't really have anymore. I would like to ask questions, but I don't have them. It's like in the middle of a zone type of deal.
Yeah.
So it's I hope this is all good and it's going towards, something even more amazing. It's amazing as it is, but it's like when you are stopping mid-air, like a flowing sensation. But it's good though.
Well, Luz, I know of a good psychiatrist I could refer you to.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah. See, in the old days, we'd probably think, oh, am I going crazy or what? What's going on here? Yeah, that's really good. No questions to ask. That's probably considering back your retreat back in October to now. Well, you can see the difference there.
Oh, yes,
Yeah.
absolutely.
Yeah.
It totally is like a different total person, totally different, and a lot calmer and a lot centered. It has been a tremendous shift
Yeah.
that I went through, and I'm just happy and excited and in this bliss mode
So
most
let
of
me
the
ask you
time.
something. What do your family and friends think of you now?
Well, it's people look at you differently,
Yeah.
definitely, and
Yeah.
people approach you like I really need to speak to you.
Yes.
Okay, but no, for no reason, not for
Yes. Yes.
just they want to hear whatever I have to say or just to be, around me, and that's a good feeling.
Yes. So
That's interesting.
if you were in a practice, a healing practice, see, that would be your clients, see? And you didn't even have to market to them, right? They just were gravitating towards you because they feel something. They feel something that they believe is missing in their life. And that's that peace. See, that peace that you're radiating is drawing people to you.
Yes. Even when you're walking, you know, mm-hmm. down the street or in the mm-hmm. store, you turn around and there is people looking at me like, mm-hmm. And it's like, all right, hi.
Yeah, hi.
You just feel that they're looking at you. And so immediately think, okay, my light might be so bright. I mean, it's bright. And otherwise, it wouldn't cause that. And that only brings a smile to my face.
Yeah. So, you know, when these people start coming, this is for all of you that are in a, maybe you're really wanting to move forward with your healing practice or your counseling practice or whatever business that you're doing. I mean, this is a perfect example of having potential clients being drawn to you without you having to market for them to them. See, this is a new quantum way of marketing. They're just going to show up. And telepathically, they're asking, I really want what you've got, but I'm afraid to say it, so I'm just not going to say anything verbally.
So this telepathic thing is real. It has come up in my brain. It has come up lately more often than ever. Mm-hmm. Just even in a class, I express about what if we start communicating telepathically and people... And it has come up, so it's really, it's for real that that can really happen.
Yes. Well, you know, in our home world, that's how we do it. And you guys know that in our home world, that's how we do it. We don't talk through a mouth. It's telepathic, you know, a telepathic communication can last like about 1 second in Earth time. And you get all this information just like that. And then you communicate back just like that. It's faster actually than the speed of light. So thoughts travel absolutely very, very quickly. Yes, that's where we're evolving into our natural state of being able to do that.
How can we be more aware of that? Or how can we bring more, like, to become aware to that of that?
Well, you are already becoming aware of that. You just let it progress naturally. See, with this work built in, you guys got to really get this. So built in the field of this work is a naturalness that helps when you do a class like this, when you receive an activation, you don't have to know anything other than, oh, okay, I'm going to receive this as best I can, and I'm going to allow it to integrate into my brain and my heart center naturally without any kind of force or effort. And I'm going to allow the changes to occur naturally as if they were already there from the beginning anyway. See, and you, loser, are starting to experience that. And this whole telepathic thing is going to get more prevalent with people. And you're going to tell them, you're not going crazy. This is part of evolution. So calm down. Although I do have a psychotherapist that I could refer you to, or a psychiatrist, or my medical doctor, right? You know, just to be funny. Yeah, because people are going to start waking up on this level, and they're going to be wondering, and they're going to be questioning, and they're going to be thinking, am I going crazy? Because, like, I'm getting all these impressions, and, like, what? And I'm seeing things that aren't there. What? Right? And people are looking at me when I go to the store. What, am I a freak? No, they're looking at the light. And they're going, oh, God, that's really nice. You know, in telepathically, not verbally or logically. See? So I think this is probably a topic for this whole class tonight, Lou. So thank you for sharing that.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think that's very helpful for people. Because we are moving into these areas that we don't have a reference for. I mean, some do, but I'm talking more in a general sense, the general public. And so you guys, people are going to start being attracted to you. And I'm going to give you an example from the bank today, because this is just super crazy good. So On a recent radio show, I had made mention of my going to my bank and talking with the merchant account manager, and that he didn't have necessarily the phone number to call for merchant services ahead of you with my question. And I was kidding him about, well, you should know these things. It should be just like that off the top of your head, right? And I was giving him a bad time in front of the whole bank. I was being funny with him, but I wasn't being serious. So I went in there today because I ordered some checks, and he says, well, come back after it's posted, and I'll see if I can get you a credit. See, this is how the universe is working. I mean, it was only $23, right? So I went in there and said, okay, it was posted last statement, and can I get a credit? So it took him about like 40 seconds to do some typing, and says, okay, got you the credit. So I thanked him, shook his hand, and I said, oh, by the way, great looking suit. So then I go to the teller line to, oh, I don't know what I do. I went to the teller line to cash a check or something. And he comes up to me as I'm up there, and he goes, oh, by the way, you made some bank transfers, and you were charged transfer fees. And I go, and I'm thinking, I totally forgot that. And I go, oh, yeah, I guess that was probably about a year and a half ago. And he goes, yeah, it was about a year ago. And he goes, well, I just gave you credit of $60 for the bank transfer fees. And I went, whoa, gave him a high five and thanked him and then left the bank. Now, how many times will the bank, a major bank, do that for you? Never. But see, what I was telling the radio show host was, even though I was kidding with them, we had a connection. And even though, you know, I did crazy stuff at the bank, I said to her, next time, you know, we're going to have a really nice connection. And then I totally let it go and forgot about it. So here comes today, and look what he does. He saves me $60. Well, 80, $83 just by asking, right? And I was just myself. I wasn't visualizing anything. I had no idea I was going to do that. See? So people will do nice things for you. Like bake you Mexican wedding cookies and send them in the mail to you. I have two orders pending, by the way, of those Christmas cookies. So, Luz, thank you for bringing that up.
Thank
right?
you.
So what you're going to do now is your clients are going to be coming to you without you having to do conscious marketing, all right? So what you do is you get business cards, you keep them in your purse, take it wherever you go, and you just give it to them. Don't say anything. Just give them your card. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Let's take one quick question and then another phone sharing, and then we'll get into the very long activation. Yes, it will be very long. It might put you to sleep. I have to take Luz and put her back on mute. There you go. Okay, star 2 to raise your hand before we get into a very deep activation and transformational work for your body and your brain. Okay, all you shy people. Don't tell me you're already zoned out. Can't be. Haven't started the activation yet. Oh, we got Louisiana. A city I never, ever heard of before. Now we have somebody on Skype. You mean Amy doesn't have anything to share? Well, maybe Pearl does. Maybe Pearl can bark on the phone. Star 2 on your phone. There's somebody. Oops. Two hands went up at once. All right, we're going to do Janice here. Okay, I've just unmuted you. Hello.
Hey, Kenji.
Hi.
I think everyone is just like waiting on that La La Land. And so no one wants to raise their hand because they're like, come on.
Yeah, but we got to make this an hour and a half show because that's what we advertised.
You said something about the last activation that we did, and when you told us to that we would receive a gift, you know, on our way out. Well, I wanted to talk to you about that because I didn't have one person came up. I had three men in long white cloaks, and the comedy club came in. It's not the KKK, okay?
Yeah.
These are three guys, and two of them had gifts, and one had what do you call it? Chalice?
Yes.
Chalice?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Okay. And he handed it to me, and he said, "This is to remind you that you will heal with water."
Mm.
And I kind of found that strange, but I accepted it and thanked him. And the other one had a crystal scepter and handed it to me and said, and it had little stones on it.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "This is for you to help people to awaken."
Okay.
In the process of awakening.
Okay.
And then I thanked him and they left.
Mm-hmm.
And what does that mean? What are they meaning by that?
Well, here's what I get. And this is for all of you that were conscious of the gift or gifts that you got from the last class. They're probably going, "What gifts? I don't remember gifts." Because you're out of your body. You're zoned out. Better listen to the replay again. Oh, okay. Better do that. Okay, here's what I get. And here's how you can use it. So, you know, a lot of times on that level, they don't mean physically so much as energetically. So here's how you can use the water. And you can use it in conjunction with the scepter or the crystals. So are you in a healing practice?
No, but I have done some, and I've been pretty intuitive most of my life. And I work with a lot of animals because I have a lot of animals.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, you can do this with animals too. So when you work with animals, people, friends, family, pets, and you do hands-on work, you don't have to because you can visualize this too. But what you're going to do if you do the hands-on work is you're going to invoke the power of water for that person. Okay, you follow me so far?
I do.
All right. And the same thing with the crystals. To invoke the power of whatever crystals are on that scepter. To start out with, as starters.
I remember seeing a lapis. That was the biggest one toward the...
Okay, so lapis is very good, and it's a third eye. Well, lapis is a whole chakra system stone, but also third eye, very good for that. So it's very good for helping people to open up to that level.
And I saw a red, kind of a,
a
bloodstone maybe or something.
Okay, or it could be a ruby, whatever. So you can invoke the power of the crystals or even colors in conjunction with the water. Now, you always remember crystals are amplifiers, so they will amplify the power of the water. The water represents baptisms, blessings. It represents the emotional body.
Okay.
Okay, so are you connecting the dots?
I am.
All right.
And you might have been... saying I needed that.
Yes, well, you do that for yourself as well. Yes.
Right.
Yeah, do it for yourself as well when you meditate. Invoke those powers together and breathe it in and accept it and receive it.
That's
great. So you can do all this internally. You don't have to verbalize anything when you're working with people or pets or animals. You can, though. Because animals will listen to you telepathically. See, not speech wise, but telepathically, they understand our language.
Oh, I know.
And we're learning to understand their telepathic language as well.
Yeah, I'll be doing something, and all of a sudden, I whirl around and say, "Wait a minute, I'm gonna get it for you." And you know, and people look at me like I'm crazy, but you know, I know what the cat said. So.
That's right. That's right. No, they're just jealous. See, and I do have a psychotherapist I can refer you to. All right.
I need it bad.
Okay. All right. I'll give you a call later and give you that contact information.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Kenzie.
All right. Okay, activation time on you guys. All right. Okay, just a quick overview of what we're going to do. And of course, I don't know what we're going to do. I'm going by my outline here. Now, when we recalibrate the brain, your higher self is going to recalibrate the brain. We're not going to do it for you, but it's the other parts of you that are going to be doing the work on you. There might be some resistance that you're going to be aware of or maybe not aware of, but it's going to begin to show up in your life. Resistance. And it's going to have to do with resistance to change. Resistance to being different. Resistance to moving forward into an area in your life that you're where you don't have the markers or the reference points. So it's moving. You know what it's like? It's like going to a new country for the first time and not knowing what you're going to experience, not knowing about the people or anything, the landscape, the food, and you're going there totally open to experience the best you can experience in that country without any preconceived notions of people, places, or things. So it's a little bit like that. Your body's going to react to the resistance. So you may get quantum normal diarrhea, headaches, cold sweats, just weird symptoms, or maybe obvious symptoms, but they will come up. So the best thing to do is not fight it. Don't try to suppress it. Let it just run its course naturally. All right? You don't need to take painkillers or tranquilizers or anything like that. Only if you want to, though. Okay, we're going to be working on the endocrine system. And for those of you that maybe aren't fully aware of the endocrine system, it's on a vibrational level of the physical body that is the most spiritualized up to this point, historically. So that's why we work a lot with the pineal, pituitary, thalamus, hypothalamus, medulla, your thymus, your pancreas, your spleen, your thyroid, your adrenal glands, your solar plexus area, and your reproductive organs. How to describe it? They are, a power system. You know, your energy, your electrical system, right? You've got the main station, the power station, and then you've got substations that go from, you know, the main power plant, and they're located all over throughout the environment. So think of, in a way, that the substations are like your endocrine glands. They are receiving input from the main central source that comes through your brain and your heart, right? That's creator energy. So it's coming through these, coming eventually to these substations that bring electricity to all the households in that particular city. All right, so your endocrine glands are located in the body as such to where they can affect different areas of your body as well as the whole at the same time. So when you're working correctly, when your body's working correctly, all your endocrine glands are happy and they're functioning. And your immune system is very strong. See, if your immune system is very, very strong, you won't get sick, period. So if you were to treat any one thing, if you're not healthy, it would be the immune system, would it not? Common sense would tell you that, right? So instead of trying to fix the problem, strengthen the immune system through good diet, etc., meditation. Now, your pineal gland is like a big radar station in a way. It picks up and transmits electromagnetic frequencies. And ideally, you want your pineal gland to be just like a radio station. It's like a radio. And you want to put the radio station, you want to put the knob, the dial, on a radio station that's tuned in to Source, Great Central Sun. So that's the station you want to have your dial set at. Most people have their dial set to like pick up everything. And guess what? You have overwhelm. And then you have oversensitivity. And then you have it to where I can't go out, period, in public because I get overwhelmed. And I can't eat foods because I'm allergic to a lot of foods. And I can't drink water because now I'm allergic to chlorinated water. And now I'm allergic to grass and molds and springtime pollen. And now I'm allergic to HARP energy and electromagnetics and radiation. So the list goes on and on and on. So you follow in train of thought. Strengthen what needs to be strengthened, then you can withstand anything and not be affected. And we may touch on the nervous system today. If not, we'll do it in class 4 of module 2. So I will guide you spontaneously in this activation. So you just follow the energy. Do not worry or be concerned if you're doing it right or not doing it right. If you space out or don't space out. Okay, none of that should be a concern. Just let your body respond naturally. If you end up on the floor, that's okay. And if you're out for 3 hours tonight, don't call me. Okay. Remember to drink water after you've completed the activation tonight. And you'll probably be really hungry, so and really enjoy your food. Okay, and the work will make you hungry in a nice kind of a way. It'll make you kind of hungry, like when you go out in nature and you breathe the fresh air and the high altitude, you get that kind of hunger that, ooh, it's just a nice hunger. It's kind of like that. The light will do that. All right, so again, the main thing is have your body comfortable, any position, palms facing upwards, and your spine will be supported naturally. And we're going to breathe in through the nose and exhale through the mouth. That's our protocol for the beginning part of the meditation. Okay, we're going to relax the body. So we're going to breathe in very slowly through the nose and we're going to exhale through the mouth. We're going to practice exhaling in to the count of 6. And holding the light and the chi in the body for a count of like say 3 or 4. And then you're going to slowly exhale out all the air to a count of 6. So we're going to practice this ratio. Basically it's a 6-4-6 ratio. So go ahead and do it on your own. Now as you do this, you're going to bring awareness from the top of your head and eventually all the way down your body. Through your fingertips and through your toes and the bottoms of your feet with the intention that the body is relaxing all the muscles and the nervous system is beginning to calm down. And so all of your facial muscles are going to begin to relax and all your joints are beginning to relax, starting with your jaw, your shoulder joints. Your elbows and wrists, your hips, your knees, etc., your ankles. So we're going to bring awareness to just breathing. All right, so now we're collecting our energies. Breathing in, collecting self, holding the light in the body so the body can begin to absorb and then slowly release everything. Just let go of the day. Just let go of everything. Everything. Okay, do this until you can relax your shoulder joints and your upper back muscles, your jaw, your hands, and your toes. Breathing into the belly, then up into the diaphragm and lungs. And then you're going to exhale in reverse order from your chest, diaphragm, down, and pushing all the air out of your body. Each time you do a cycle, you go deeper into conscious relaxation, centering, and focus. Okay, now you give yourself the command, your higher self is giving the command to disengage from your pain body, your emotional body, your intellect, your logical mind, tribal consciousness, the chaos of the world, and your to-do list. Let go of your kids, let go of your parents, let go of your pets, let go of your job. Let go of your relationship, your marriage, your aloneness, everything. Let go of all your thoughts about money, career, private practice. Now, as you do this, allow your awareness to move through the circle of light or tunnel of light or a stargate or a portal, whatever you want to call it, and into this space that feels very open-ended, vast, infinite. And just bask in this vibration. There's nothing to do, just simply to be an isness. You're going to be aware of your body. You're going to be aware of the earth, but you're not of it now. Almost as if you can perceive it as way far away in the distance. Your physical body, your home, your job, the planet, humanity. Disengage from everything for a moment. Okay, now you're going to do a quantum breath naturally of gathering again your forces, your spiritual forces, into a one-pointed focus, into the core of your being, into your soul signature vibration aspect, your still point, the core, your I am. And you're going to call forth now the support of your soul group. And your ancestors. Spiritually, as well as genetically, these are your ancestors that will assist you tonight in this activation. These are members of your soul group that have the time right now to support you. And we're going to call forth your home realm vibration into your home so that you feel at home in your home. Now we're going to call forth your guardian angel or angels to be very present with you in this activation. And we're going to call forth your Council of Light. Your healing team. And your guardian. Okay, now we're going to call forth the pillars of light for your physical home. To activate fully to the degree that your home can sustain the vibration. Now we're going to call for the realms that are here to assist you. The many other realms of existence from the higher dimensional levels, fifth dimension and upward, so to speak. And we're going to call them forth from every religion, from every spiritual path. From all the mystery schools that are serving Christed consciousness and the awakening of humanity. Through divine light consciousness. Unconditional love and allowance. Now, we're going to call forth the power of grace to come into your meditation. All right, now, we're going to direct effortlessly this power of grace to your body. So you're going to envision it entering into the storage area of your brain and also directly into your heart space through your still point and directly into your stomach solar plexus areas through the core of your matrix, your soul matrix. And through your sun chakra, which is near your belly button, and the base of your spine, your sacrum, into the original eight cells of creation, as well as into the core of the chakras in your hands and your feet. And into the medulla oblongata at the base of your skull. And you're just going to give the command to the body to stay relaxed. Call forth your inner child to receive. Feel the support that you have. And allow the body to move into an even deeper state of relaxation to where it can receive directly into the endocrine system pineal, pituitary, thalamus, medulla, thyroid, parathyroid, thymus, spleen, pancreas, solar plexus, adrenal glands, paradrenal glands, your reproductive organs. Allow the body to breathe naturally. Now, direct from the core of the oneness where you are, going to direct light into the core of the brain. That part of the brain that controls the whole brain, you will know. So it's that part of the brain that controls the whole brain, the nervous system, the endocrine system, the circulatory system, the respiratory system, digestive system, immune system, lymphatic system, all of it. And then instruct the brain to begin to move that energy through the right and left hemispheres. And for the brain to begin now to turn off one at a time as you are ready, as the body is ready, the old programming and conditioning and imprints and codes that will no longer work or function in the new Earth consciousness reality matrix. One by one, in divine right timing, as you are ready to receive the wisdom from that old conditioning and imprint. Now, from the core of your I am, begin to transmit telepathically, if you will, into your DNA sequence. So that will affect your chromosomes, your genes, your codons, your junk DNA. So telepathically, these are basically instructions on a practical level for navigating New Earth quantum realities. Now you're going to now transmit telepathically into your corpus callosum. Your frontal cortex. Your medulla, your pons. Your limbic system, amygdala. All those important areas of the brain. Divine balance and harmony within all things, within all levels of cognition, feeling, and sensation and memory. That is aligning to New Earth consciousness, or the heaven on earth paradigm. And we're going to ask the helper angels to assist you with removing, clearing, releasing, letting go of all energies that are in your brain, in your body, in your solar plexus that aren't yours, that you have taken on and made it a part of you. The intent here is for you to have your own energy in your own body. So that will include all control mechanisms of any kind, energetically, even physically. And we're going to ask the angels for assistance in helping the body to detox of all chemicals whatsoever. Through the bladder and through the kidneys and through sweating. And you're going to send into the brain, into the core of your brain, telepathically, the coding, if you will, for healthy liver, kidneys, gallbladder, pancreas, spleen, endocrine system, lungs, eyesight, hearing, speech, cognition, memory, feelings, mobility, sleep. Could you go to one more part of the brain that's very important now? So from this place within the oneness, could you transmit telepathically into the brain and into the ego structure that is related to your humanness, your physical life? Into that part of the mind, that part of the brain. That has kept you in a state of unconsciousness or numbness or this feeling of not being quite wide awake. And we're going to request a special assistance from the angels in helping the body to repair from all physical injuries, traumas, accidents, surgeries, side effects from drugs, medications of any kind. And external environmental influences. Have the body take a slow deep breath. Okay, now we're going to invoke the power of the Great Central Sun. The Holy Spirit to bring forth the vibrations of integration and balance and harmony for your mind-body connection, for all of your different subtle bodies, if you will, for all aspects of your physical body. I'm going to ask the masters to assist with reconfiguration of your lungs and your breathing capacity to begin to breathe in direct prana from source, source prana, pure light sound frequencies, vibrations. For sustaining the physical body and moving, helping to move the body into a state of youthfulness and immortality and agelessness, overcoming the desire of the body to die and get old. Okay, now begin to transmit telepathically vibrations into the solar plexus, into your stomach, your digestive system, your lower back, the vibration of allowance, compassion, strength, and synthesis. Where all parts of the system is working synergistically in balance with the whole. Now, as the soul, as the I am, begin on that level to breathe one with the universe, as if the universe is breathing through your spirit, your soul, as itself, beginning to feel or become aware of the pulse of the universe and our galaxy and our solar system. As if the self is merging with all that is, becoming one with the stillness, the infinite, with the vastness, with the oneness. You're going to call forth the presence of Gaia, Mother Earth. Now, to help stabilize your body through the magnetic field, balancing, further balancing, of the magnetics of your body. And we're going to call forth the elementals. And those beings of light that reside within the inner dimensions of the earth to come forth and assist the body to be strong and balanced so it can hold these quantum awarenesses and information. Again, we're strengthening the foundation of your core for your body. Now we're going to call forth the presence and vibration of Divine Mother to come through on the pink ray or the rose pink ray. To assist in helping the physical body to feel safe and comforted, loved and supported. Especially in the area of the heart, in the lungs, in the upper back, in the neck, in the throat, in the solar plexus. Now, telepathically, send the vibration to your reproductive organs. Everything is okay. Everything is normalizing to its new level of quantum. Its new level of quantum. Now, the masters will work with you during this next week in uncovering, if you will, the veil and the illusions. Of Earth life. So that'll be the historical programming and conditioning and imprinting that has been on the planet for a very long time. If you begin to feel a little bit overwhelmed, you're going to put the information in your storage area in your brain. Okay, we're going to ground deeper with the Earth Mother through the feet. Going to ground the base of the spine to the earth. Now begin to receive into the hands. Imagine that these are very sacred energies that are coming into the hands from not only deep within the cosmos, but from deep within self. Allow these frequencies to circulate in your body, through your meridians, your chakra system, your endocrine system, your blood. Imagine this is food for your body. This energy is food for your organs and your cells and the atoms of your body, the molecules. Okay, now from a soul level, you're going to reset the brain and the heart to your next quantum normal while being very grounded upon the earth plane in practicality, in calm, in centeredness, in love, in great wisdom, balance and harmony, inspiration. Okay, we're going to begin to slowly come back into the physical realm here, back into your home, planet Earth, 2015. Feel the bottoms of your feet. Feel the palms of your hands, the base of your spine, the base of your neck. Feel the tip of your nose. Feel your belly button. Okay, we're going to do the 6-4-6 breath again. Let's do this 7 times on your own. Breathing in through the mouth and exhaling through the nose. Now feel the most top part of your physical head, the fontanella, and imagine that a string of light from high up in the heavens is attached to that fontanella, the top of your head, and is connected into the spinal column all the way down to your sacrum, your tailbone, your coccyx, and through the feet is connected deep into the core of the earth. This is your vertical axis. And now from the core of your heart, from your still point, going out horizontally, it's the same principle, going out wide now, from your still point, from the green disc in the sacred chamber of your heart. It's going out horizontally to embrace the whole world, to embrace all the planets in our solar system, Venus, Jupiter, Saturn, all of them. And then eventually embracing the solar system and the Milky Way galaxy, this local universe. So it's heart connected to all hearts that way. And heaven on earth connected vertically. And your core being in the center, your presence. Now, begin to breathe in presence through the body, coming into a one-pointed focus here in your body, in your home. Wide awake, alert, focused, relaxed, and energized. Feeling the love, feeling the bliss, feeling eternal peace, feeling that inspiration. So inwardly now, So your silent invocation is, I am that I am that I am. And you may do this 8 times on your own. And as you are ready, begin to come into the now. Slowly, slowly open your eyelids and allow the brain to adjust. Feel the presence of the pillars of light in your home. Feel the presence of your guardian angel and or angels. Feel the presence of your Council of Light, your healing team, your guardian. Okay, we're going to ask you now to check in with your inner child. Just check in for a moment and connect. I'm going to give your big kid a hug. Then you want to thank your ancestors and your soul group, your soul family, your home realm for their love and support. So we're going to ask all your pets to receive as they are ready and allow. All your pets and your family members. Remember to journal and drink at least 4 ounces of water after you complete this activation. Let it continue until complete on its own and make sure you're really grounded before you drive anywhere tonight. So until next time, we send our blessing. Namaste. Know that you have plenty of help and loving support always. The angels send their blessings. Namaste.